Ukraine's government dismissed several deputy ministers and regional administrators today. The move is seen as a response to allegations of corruption and misuse of power. Ukraine struggled with graft before the war, and there has been increased scrutiny on transparency in the last year as the West sends Ukraine billions of dollars in military and other aid. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv.
70-year-old Anatoly Yukimovich is shopping for groceries in central Kyiv and says he spent his life hearing about corrupt politicians. He has a cynical view of this government shakeup. He rolls his eyes and explains.
За 30 год правителі крали, крали, тако мінялись, понимаете?
For 30 years, our leaders would steal, 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 he says. Only the faces changed. For example, he says, he's embarrassed that Ukraine needs to ask for tanks or ammunition during this war.
Дайте, дайте, хлопці, дайте, дайте.
Give me this, give me that, he says. Is this normal?
А ви тако крали.
But others say this version of Ukraine, the country where graft is endemic, is moving to the past.
We're changing. There's a culture shift. We are meeting the challenge heads on. We're fixing it, you know.
That's Timofey Milovanov, the president of the Kyiv School of Economics. He praises the government for acting quickly after allegations of impropriety.
It's very, very important that accusations have been specific. And the responses have been specific.
For example, he says, the deputy in the general prosecutor's office was dismissed for vacationing in Spain at a time where men of fighting age are barred from leaving the country. And the deputy minister of defense resigned after Ukrainian journalists revealed that the ministry purchased food for soldiers that in some cases cost up to 3 times higher than supermarket goods.
And that resembles to me much more the Western, you know, like, good state democracy, developed democracy, where people resign to preserve the integrity of the Minister of Defense.
The scandal prompted Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov to promise that his ministry would completely revamp its procurement process in the coming months. Vitaly Shabunin of the Anti-Corruption Action Center, which is also investigating the procurement scandal, says Reznikov took too long to react. By contrast, he says, the Minister of Infrastructure fired his deputy immediately after allegations of bribery emerged.
Це правильна реакція.
This is the right reaction, Shabunin says, and shows to the public that the government is ready to fight corruption. That's important to Western leaders who have donated billions in aid to Ukraine over the last year. The European Union, which Ukraine hopes to join one day, praised President Volodymyr Zelensky's government for taking corruption allegations seriously.
Я хочу, щоб це було зрозуміло. Повернення до того, що було колись.
In his nightly address to the public, Zelensky promised more shakeups would come this week. Back at the market, Yevgeny Martsinyuk, a young engineer, is waiting for a friend while puffing on a cigarette.
Але зараз, да, це важливо.
It'll be decades before we know what happened behind the scenes here, he says. But I'll support the government no matter what. The Russians have their propaganda, and we have ours. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.